Welcome to AM Best Audio.
The $1 billion bailout of the California FAIR Plan is a state-backed financial intervention to stabilize the insurer of last resort for wildfire-prone areas. Due to rising claims from catastrophic wildfires, the FAIR Plan has faced financial strain, prompting California lawmakers to allocate funds to ensure its solvency and maintain coverage availability for high-risk homeowners. This move aims to prevent market collapse while the state seeks long-term insurance market reforms. I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio, and I'm speaking today to Charlie Sidoti, Executive Director for Insure. Charlie, so glad you could join us today.
Hey, John, thank you very much. Happy to be here. Excited to have the conversation.
So, Charlie, before we talk about the California FAIR Plan, can you tell us a little bit about your organization, Insure?
Sure. Yeah, thank you. Insure, we are a nonprofit innovation hub. And what we do is we focus on innovation at the intersection of insurance and resilience and climate risk. So everything we're trying to do is deal with the increasing loss challenges, close protection gaps, make communities more resilient, make insurance more affordable, accessible.
So let's get to the FAIR Plan then. What's your opinion of the FAIR Plan overall, and is it a sustainable model?
It's a great question. I think FAIR Plans and residual markets, they work well when they are residual, when they are a small percentage of the market. It is not sustainable, and you see this in a lot of states, that FAIR Plans become large parts of the market. You know, they work well when they're like 2 to 5% of the market. They can absorb, large events. When they become 30 and 40%, it doesn't work very well and needs to be kind of, we think, reimagined in a number of ways, which I'm sure we'll get into.
Was the bailout the right thing to do, Charlie, as far as you were concerned?
I have to say, I think it was. There's no easy answers. These costs are going to flow through one way or another. And there is this kind of balance of how do you keep the insurers in? How do you, pay the claims? I think is where we are. It doesn't mean it's a great thing, but it's the way they're designed to work is to have the assessments to flow through. The state has a responsibility to keep the markets viable, which at this point in time, I think it was a good idea.
So what impact do you think the recent wildfires in Southern California will have on the insurance and the reinsurance markets for that matter?
Yeah, I think it is a cost that it's going to flow through to the customers. I think the markets it'll be interesting. I'm not 100% sure if they kind of stampede out or maybe continue to try to come back in given some of the changes, changes in the way insurance is being regulated, the changes that were announced right before the fires. They may come in. I think the jury is out a little bit. But I think a lot of innovation needs to happen, a lot of changes, both on the regulatory side, we think on the insurance side, how capacity works, what capital is available to back these losses. The biggest thing is there's just not enough capital to back all the losses. And we have some ideas on kind of how to innovate the way risk is funded going forward.
Okay, let's hear about some of those ideas then, Charlie. What are your solutions to fix?
Yeah, I mean, we think a couple of things. One, we think innovation needs to happen in an integrated way that innovates things that are actually reducing risk. And you see CAL FIRES trying to do things like defensible space, invest in home hardening, but those need to be innovated in an integrated way with changes in insurance products and even distribution, like group purchase of insurance. So having a robust kind of R&D and innovation strategy that looks at both physical risk and financial safety net things like insurance, doing them together along with public policy. They all need to be done together to incrementally test, learn, change everything. We think the system needs to be reimagined, which requires innovation across a number of areas. And then we think the other thing, which is a fairly big change that we are promoting, is that in the banking industry, there are almost 1,500 community development banks that are really close to the communities, and they are lending into the communities with a mission to, you know, solve problems like housing and economic development and even resilience and things like decarbonization. There are no community development reinsurers that are mission driven. And we think that having, you know, a new like community development reinsurance institutions that are kind of focused on these resilience issues with a mission that could provide capital and risk capacity to some of the innovative new solutions on a more aggressive basis than the reinsurance industry does, could be really transformational and a way to both provide additional capital into the system, but also make it catalytic to drive innovation. And we think there's a model. You know, the community development banks provide a model. A lot of them are funded by both public and private capital. They're not charitable kind of things. They are run like businesses, but they are more progressive and catalytic in driving innovation. So we are promoting that, and we're actually issuing a white paper, I think, tomorrow. So if people are interested in learning more, please reach out.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
Are lawmakers and regulators open to the solutions that you're suggesting here, Charlie?
I think I would say they are interested in learning more. I don't think they are looking for solutions. These are not easy problems for the industry or regulators. But I think one of the things that we think really needs to happen is that we need to, you know, come together and say, let's find solutions that fix the systemic problems and, you know, the different stakeholders, including the regulators, including the communities, including the industry and the reinsurers. You know, solutions need to work for everybody, but they need to solve the systemic issues, which are the protection gap is large and growing. These losses are large and becoming unsustainable. We need to fix those macro problems in a way that enables kind of all the different stakeholders to participate.
I can't help but ask, Charlie, do you think part of the problem sometimes here is that the lawmakers don't truly understand insurance, even though they think they understand the insurance markets?
I think that's a legitimate critique of the lawmakers. I would also argue that can go both ways. I think the consumers don't necessarily understand the risks and are making decisions. Local community leaders are making land use decisions, which aren't great. And insurance leaders are focused. You know, insurance has a systemic role to kind of help finance risk. So I think that critique can go around to a lot of different people in the system.
So where do you see the California insurance market headed then?
I think it's going to be challenging in a lot of ways just because the risks are high and they are increasing, and that's going to drive more expensive. You know, the cost of risk is going up. Somebody's got to bear that, which often means it's inaccessible and unaffordable. I think that is going to put pressure on everybody. I am optimistic, though, that there are also investments that have been made. And, you know, everybody reports the kind of the catastrophic parts of the fires. But there were some areas that were that had invested in home hardening and defensible space that were spared. And hopefully some of those lessons come out. And there's ways to, instead of moving in and out of treating California as a whole market, look at it at a more localized community level and say, how can we go into these areas that are doing some really good things around land use and infrastructure and home hardening and resilience and create a positive cycle that actually reduces risk and improves insurability.
Well, I'm looking forward to reading that white paper. Charlie, thank you for taking the time to speak with us today.
Thank you so much for having me on, and have a great day.
That was Charlie Sidoti, Executive Director of Insure, and I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.